Good afternoon. This is Michael Marsalek. I'm speaking by telephone with John Zoltek, the music director and conductor of the Glacier Symphony from his home in the Big Fork area. Nice to speak with you. Concert weekend coming up.
Hi, nice to be here, Michael. Yes, we're very excited about this, our opening concert weekend. Going to be smashing.
Well, let's talk about that in some detail, but maybe can you give us just a little tease of the season? This is the first of what you call your Masterwork series, right? The big performance
right.
concerts. You also have other special events and other concert events, chorale events. Maybe a little tease of the season?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, we start this weekend, and the season goes until the first week of May, and we offer, I guess it's six pairs of Masterworks concerts, which are essentially symphonic concerts with guest soloists playing concerti, and we do one of those concerts with the chorale as well. And there'll be a variety of really interesting artists, starting off with our soloist this weekend, Simone Porter, a wonderful young virtuoso violinist who's all of 17 years old, magnificent player, just recently made her L.A. Philharmonic debut at the Hollywood Bowl about 3 weeks ago. So she's a wonderful player. She'll be playing the Paganini with us this weekend. And I invited her to perform during our Festival Amadeus 2 years ago, which is when I first met her. And she was so great that I decided to invite her back. So we're looking forward to hearing the Paganini in her fingers. So that'll be great. And so we have a number of really interesting soloists for the rest of the year. And folks could go to our website, gscmusic.org, to get a glimpse of the entire season.
Well, I know that it's important for you to not only feature great music and soloists, you know, to bring different artists in, whether it be, you know, pianists that you're introducing or have heard of, to come to the Flathead to play with you. But I think am I correct in that fostering young musicians has always been kind of part of your mission too, right?
Well, it has been as well. I think many of the orchestras in Montana do that, and I certainly do that as well when the opportunity arises. I wish we could do hundreds of concerts so we could feature lots of people, but we do plenty. But even that seems like a small amount sometimes when I'm looking towards engaging artists, because there's so many people that I would like to bring in to solo with the symphony. You know, you just have to pick and choose. And once in a while, we do. Offer the young emerging artists a chance to do that, and we try to certainly make a slot for that every season in one form or another.
I'm talking with John Zoltek today with the Glacier Symphony. The first of six Masterworks concerts will be this weekend, Saturday evening, 7:30 p.m., and Sunday matinee at 3 o'clock, both at the Flathead High School Performance Hall. And again, for more information, it's gscmusic.org or 407-7000. And John, you've entitled this program Spellbound. You've got your wonderful guest violinist performing Paganini. You've also got Berlioz on the program and John Williams.
That's right. Well, you know, the Symphonie Fantastique, of course, is one of the great, great pieces for orchestra. And it's been quite a number of years since we've done it here. So decided to revisit that work, which is always a fun thing to do with the orchestra. So I think the combination between Paganini and Berlioz being very much a contemporary look back to the early 19th century and what was happening musically at the time is a good combination of composers. Paganini and Berlioz really had a musical relationship and were inspiring to each other. So it's kind of neat to have those two composers on our opening program. In addition, the music of John Williams is actually being featured throughout the season. I've decided to use a lot of his film pieces to open concerts or close concerts, whatever the case may be, and I think they work quite lovely on a symphonic program, because his work is, of course, always centered on the orchestra, and he's very much influenced by a lot of the great composers, and he himself is a wonderful and great composer. So the music of John Williams is a wonderful, popular complement to, you know, the more historical pieces of the repertoire.
And what will you be featuring in this concert?
We'll be doing A Flight to Neverland from the movie Hook, which is actually quite difficult 5 minutes of music. It's one of the more difficult pieces by John Williams, so it's not played very often, but it's really great and really buoyant and uplifting and quite a wonderful way to start the season.
And are there season tickets still available, packages available, that kind of thing, too?
Yes, we have a number of packages available, and we are continuing to offer free tickets to all young people, grade 12 and under, with reserve tickets. So we offer that's an opportunity for families to be able to come to the symphony and make it very affordable for them. So that's always a real important highlight for the Glacier Symphony and Chorale to be able to offer youth tickets that are underwritten by our generous supporters. So that's a big deal for us. So I hope folks will be taking advantage of that.
Well, the Glacier Symphony opening concert will be this weekend. Spellbound will be presented twice at the Flathead High Performance Hall. That'll be Saturday evening, 7:30 p.m., a Sunday matinee as well at 3 o'clock. For more information, go to gscmusic.org or call this number, 407-7000. I've been speaking with John Zoltek, the music director and conductor of the Glacier Symphony. Thanks once again.
Thank you, Michael.